This episode is sponsored by Tea India. If you know me, you will know I am obsessed with tea. So I'm really excited to tell you about Tea India, especially their chai. I absolutely love chai. It's a blend of cinnamon, cloves, ginger, cardamom, and each cup of Tea India's chai is just so comforting. There's no additives, no compromises, just real tea and real spices, keeping it simple and satisfying. I'm also excited to tell you about the all-new decaf masala chai. It's everything you love about masala chai, minus the caffeine kick. So if you're pregnant or for any reason you don't want caffeine, this is the drink for you, especially if you are craving a deliciously warm decaf cuppa that does not compromise on taste. You can find Tea India in all supermarkets nationwide and their decaf masala chai in Waitrose. You can also purchase Tea India on their website, teaindia.co.uk, and use my exclusive discount code MOTHERKIND10 for 10% off your first order. Welcome to Motherkind. It's me, your host, Zoe Blasky. We are sponsored by Stokke, and this is the show that's going to help you to feel more confident and empowered in motherhood. It's another solo from me today, and I am unpacking confidence. I say it in every single intro because when I think about the pressures that we face as modern mothers, I think confidence and self-belief is that magic pill that we need to push back against the pressure, to do it our own way, to feel self-assured and stop beating ourselves up all the time. We need confidence to ask for a pay rise, to ask for flexible working, to speak to the school about an issue, to have a hard conversation, even to ask someone at that toddler group for a coffee. But I know that lots of you listening right now won't feel that confidence because we question ourselves way too much. And when I asked our community, 87% of you said you didn't feel confident. So let's work at changing that right now, today. Let me teach you how to build unshakable confidence that you can take into every area of your life. So let's start with what confidence isn't. Confidence isn't something that you have or you don't have. It's a skill that you build. It is not a personality trait. It's a skill that can be learned. And I'm so passionate about spreading this because learning that actually changed my life. I used to think, well, she's really confident and I'm not. And actually, that is not true. It is a skill that can be learned. And if it's a skill that we can be learned, then all that we need is the knowledge. And I'm going to give you that today. So I have absolutely learned confidence. Like, I am not someone naturally, if you met me in my 20s, who trusted myself, who backed myself. I had to learn how to do that to create the motherhood and the life that I've got today. So I'm super passionate about teaching this to all of you today because I really do think it can unlock so much in our lives. And here's another really important thing to know about confidence. Confidence is not the same as extroversion. We have this idea, and I know that I used to have this idea, that the loudest person in the room was the most confident. And in fact, it is the opposite. Often, not always, but often, the loudest is the most insecure. The confidence that I have loved developing in myself and I love helping my clients to develop is a quiet confidence. That sense of trust that we have in ourselves. When we know ourselves, we back ourselves, we have that solid foundation within ourselves that we can go and try new things and take risks because we have that confidence. Okay, so what is confidence? We've talked about two things, that it isn't something you have or don't have. It's not extroversion. It's not being loud. So what is it? Well, I think of true confidence as the ability to keep showing up for yourself and to believe in yourself. The dictionary definition is also really interesting. The dictionary definition is a feeling of self-assurance arising from an appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. And that word appreciation is absolutely key to confidence because most of us do the opposite. We can reel off what we don't like about ourselves, what we're lacking. But what about what we appreciate about ourselves? That is the first step in how we build confidence. And actually, it is a complete mindset shift. You know, back in the early days when I was doing a lot of one-to-one coaching, I would have clients list out for me 10 things that they liked about themselves. And would it surprise you that about 90% couldn't get past two things? And I always found it so heartbreaking because that is why we struggle with confidence so much. We can't have confidence and self-belief if we can't list off a few things that we like and appreciate about ourselves. So that is something to absolutely start thinking about right now. Even could you press pause and list out 5 things out loud in the car, in the kitchen, maybe not at work, but wherever you are, what are 5 things that you do like and appreciate about yourself? Okay, here's the other thing that we have to know about confidence. It builds with experience. When I think about confidence, I always get this image in my head of a Lego tower, maybe because my girls are really into Lego at the moment. And I think about building those blocks of confidence through experience, and the Lego tower gets higher and higher and higher. And that is how we build confidence. I think the hard thing in motherhood is that it's always changing. So we might just start to get confident in the newborn phase. We might add a few bricks into that phase and then it changes again, doesn't it? We're in the toddler phase and it changes again and they start school and it changes again and we're dealing with a tween and our confidence dips each time. So I really want us to work on how do we build that underlying confidence? How do we keep to build up that Lego tower, those bricks of experience when it's always changing? How do we find that constant foundation for ourselves no matter what is happening with our children? This is so important. We have to be able to develop this foundation of self-belief and self-trust that we can rely on no matter what challenge we're in with our children, no matter what phase of parenting or motherhood we're in. Okay, so I'm going to talk you through 3 things I think are absolutely vital to develop this foundation. Okay, so here's a breakthrough idea that did change my life and I really want you to get. I really want this to land. And it's this: confidence builds through action. Okay, so let's stop thinking about confidence as this thing that you have or you don't have and start think about it as something that we have to build and develop. Okay, so my confidence is something that I have to build and develop. That's the kind of mantra that we need with this. Okay, so how do I do that? The way that we start to build and develop that confidence is by taking action. Confidence isn't something that we can sit at home thinking, I want to be confident, I want to be confident, I want to be confident. The way that we actually build it, it's like a muscle in the gym. The way that we do it is by taking action, small actions to start with. So it might be that you are really afraid of taking a trip, a solo trip out with your newborn. It may be that you just go for a walk 5 minutes around the block on your own and you come back. That builds confidence. It may be that you're petrified to start a new exercise plan because you don't know where to start. So you just go for a 5 minute walk around the block and you get started. That is how we build confidence. Maybe you reach out to that old friend. Maybe you email about that job. Maybe you email an old boss just to remind them that you're there and what you're up to. The myth that we need to break is that we feel confident and then we take action. I can't tell you how many clients I have helped with this. They will have something that they want to do and they'll say, but I don't feel confident enough yet. And the huge mindset shift that we need to make is that we take the action and then our confidence builds. Confidence is a byproduct of taking action. We don't sit at home waiting for this magic feeling of confidence to land in our laps and take action. It's the opposite. And that is so important to get, is that we take the action. It feels scary, but that is how we build our confidence. So actually, I think about courage quite a lot more than I think about confidence. Do I have the courage to put this episode out, even though I have no idea what people might think about it? Do I have the courage to ask that massive guest onto the podcast, even though I know I'm going to be shaking as I'm talking into the microphone? Do I have the courage to ask that mum at the school gates out for a coffee? So let's start thinking about courage. And that's my plea. You know, if you're feeling low in confidence, start taking small, courageous actions towards something new or scary, and it will build your confidence. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stresses, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And therapy is a space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy is just an incredible, safe, non-judgmental space. I absolutely love it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which I think as busy mums is what we all need. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/motherkind today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/motherkind. Something else that I love thinking about with confidence is comfort zones. We don't actually build our confidence sat in our comfort zone. And luckily for us in motherhood, because so much is outside our comfort zone, that is actually where we grow confidence. When things feel a bit new or a bit uncomfortable and you're doing it anyway, that is building confidence. And every time you edge out of your comfort zone, it grows. And these can be in tiny ways. This could be saying no to something. This could be asking for something that you've never had the courage to ask for before. This could be saying to your partner, do you know what? I'm not going to do that. I need your help with it. This could be saying to your family, that doesn't work for me. It's these tiny little things that we can do that can build our confidence. Okay, so that's the first idea. Confidence builds through action. The second one is growth mindset. And one of the reasons that I chose my girls' school is because they teach growth mindset right from reception. There are posters all over our school saying, if I'm learning, I can't fail. And I love it. Like, growth mindset is incredibly powerful. It has been incredibly powerful for me. When I read the book Mindset by Carol Dweck, it's really, really, really good. And she shows the difference between a fixed and a growth mindset. I absolutely used to have a fixed mindset. I used to think, I'm not a confident person. I can't start my own business. I'm not a good mother. I'm not patient. And it was those fixed mindset ideas that kept me stuck. And learning about this, actually, it's a fixed mindset is when I think you're either good at something or you're not. It's black or white. It's binary. When I learned about growth mindset, actually everything in life can be learnt. And it's my ability to think, I don't know this yet, but I'm going to try. I don't know this yet, but I'm going to learn. That is how I've really grown in confidence. And understanding that skills grow with practice. Mothering skills grow with practice. Almost everything in life is down to the effort that you make. You know, there's this huge myth out there about this motherhood instinct that, you know, we hold our newborn babies in our arms and this part of our brain gets switched on called instinct, where we know what to do. That has been proven to be a myth. What that instinct actually is hours upon hours of attuning to our babies. And any gender can develop that instinct. It's not gendered. And that's an example of growth mindset. I will learn how to calm my baby. I don't know yet. I need more hours. I will be able to do this. I've really changed my life by thinking about a growth mindset and thinking about running little experiments. So I think to myself, I wonder what would happen if I spoke my mind here, if I took a risk, if I went for that big scary project. And then the real key is learning. So in my 20s, someone said to me, you win or you learn. And I have taken that with me forever. It's so powerful, that idea. You either win or you learn. And I think that's so important when we think about confidence and courage, because so many of us, me included, are afraid to fail, afraid to get it wrong. And if we can switch that around and think, actually, I'm just going to learn. I'm going to try this new thing with my kids. I'm going to try this new thing in my marriage. I'm going to try this new thing at work. It might go really well and I'll learn, or it might go terribly and I'll learn. But either way, it's going to help move me forward in my life. Okay, so the third thing that I want to talk to you about is language. And when I think about motherhood and language and confidence, there's one thing that really sticks out to me, and it's apologizing. I see it so often in myself and almost every mother around me. I'm sorry she's crying. I'm sorry the house is a mess. I'm sorry we're late. I'm sorry we can't make it. I'm sorry I have to leave early. I'm sorry the buggy takes up so much room. I'm sorry the nursery just called. The language that we use matters. And I think if one thing undermines our confidence as mothers, it's saying sorry all the time, but it is so ingrained with us. But know this, apologizing all the time chips away at our confidence. Think back to our Lego tower that we're trying to build. It's like taking a little block off every time we apologize when we don't need to. And I'm not talking about making amends or apologizing consciously to our children here. I'm talking about almost apologizing for existing, apologizing for taking up space, apologizing for being a mother. That is what we need to change. It really does diminish us. So I want you to try this little trick. Instead of apologizing, practice saying thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for coming over at such short notice. Thank you for moving the table. Thank you for your support. I cannot emphasize this enough. The language you use is so important. Someone once said to me, be careful about the words you're using because you're always listening. And that is so true. I can't be apologizing for myself, self-deprecating, focusing on how rubbish I am, and then expect myself to be able to be confident when I want to be. It just doesn't work that way. If we want to develop that confidence, that foundation of trusting ourselves, having our own back, being able to take those small, courageous little acts, we have to be really mindful about how we're talking to ourselves. So maybe just for today, try not saying anything negative or rude or mean to yourself and see how your confidence feels at the end of the day. Because I would bet you would tell me my confidence feels higher at the end of that day. So let me know on that. And, you know, if there's one thing I want you to take away from today, it is that confidence is a skill. You can learn it. And if I can learn it, then so can you. And I really hope that these tips and ideas have helped you. Please do let me know. And I really, really hope that some of the ideas in this episode have landed and they're going to help you develop more of that unshakable confidence and belief in yourself. I'm right here cheering you on, and I will see you next time.